Hello.
Hey, Blake.
What's up?
Not much. What's up with you?
Nothing.
Okay. Guess what I'm watching?
What are you watching?
A vampire movie. Not surprised, right?
Nope.
I'm watching Twilight.
How many times have you seen it?
Oh, I've seen it before, but not in a while.
Oh. Are you drinking?
Yeah. Oh, peach iced tea.
Oh, I love iced tea.
Right? Same here. It's delicious. I was feeling thirsty.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. The struggle is real, but you know.
True.
So, what are you up to?
I was gaming, but I turned it off.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't believe this weekend went so fast. This weekend, like, just flew by. Ridiculous. And I'm upset tomorrow's Monday, but, you know, it's whatever.
What's wrong with Monday? I mean, only if you have a job, you know.
My dad's coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all that stuff.
I've seen this movie.
This is the part where all is lost.
But, you know, it's whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
So what'd you make for dinner?
Some leftover lasagna and some eggs.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is.
I kind of like had an early dinner.
What'd you have?
I had this place called Umberto's up in Long Island because I was bit as I was
Oh right, you said you want to see your grandparents.
And we got two Sicilian pies. And they're like the best.
Yeah, I do love that Sicilian slice.
So that's what I had for dinner.
Cool.
Why can't I see your face, Blake?
You didn't see me?
I did probably for a second.
Hello.
Hi.
That's my face.
I see.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So, I didn't know you were black. I thought you were
You struggled so hard to get that out. Wow.
I'm sorry. I thought you,
You thought I was an attractive blonde model.
Yes.
Nope.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
How do you feel about that?
This is why I shouldn't fucking trust, dating apps. God damn it.
Yeah.
This is like the second time that happens.
There's a lot of us out there. We can't get real girls, so we do this for kicks. It's somewhat of a hobby.
As we can tell.
Yeah.
This is, this is a bit awkward.
Only as awkward as you want it to be.
Right.
Bald black dude. Wow. Amazing. And I have to hold my microphone like this.
I see.
Yep. Ew.
What?
You're not a model.
Yeah, I know that now. God damn. Fuck. Oh. Oh, God damn. Well, at least I found out the truth through FaceTime.
I guess.
Look at that.
What's with the blank stare?
Blank stare? No reason.
Oh, he's just kind of spaced out. Yeah. Are you on a PC or your phone?
What was the question?
Are you on a PC or a phone?
Phone.
Oh.
Thank you. I guess I'm just gonna
I mean, you pretty much shut down.
What?
You pretty much shut down.
I did. Yes.
Like you're disassociating.
Well, so I was gonna go and yeah.
It's a waste of time to talk to a guy who's not a model.
I'm sorry, Blake. I believed it, and now I'm like, oh, like the fuck.
All right, let's be real, okay? What would you rate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10?
Wait, what?
What would you rate your looks on a scale from 1 to 10?
My looks?
Yeah.
My looks? Your looks?
I would say I'm about a 3 or 4 out of 10. I said, what would you rate yourself? I'm not speaking Spanish. I mean, what would you rate yourself, your looks, from 1 to 10?
I really don't know.
You want to guess?
Me? I guess probably 3 or 4 for me too. I don't know.
What do you think the male model that I was using, what would you rate him?
Probably more than a 3 and a 4.
Okay.
Like I said, a 12 that other night.
Oh, yeah, you did
or
say
a
that.
10.
You said he's a 12. You said Jason Derulo is a 5, which is weird. But I mean, I'm saying all that to say I do find it funny that most women seem to rate themselves really low, but the kind of guys that they go for are like, frankly, out of their league. So that's kind of what I said the kind of guys that they go for are frankly out of their league. So that's why I find this whole thing so interesting.
What do you mean by that? That they're out of their league or whatever?
I mean, it's pretty obvious. You said he's a 12. You said you're a 3 or a 4. So it's like, why'd you go for a 12 if you see yourself as a 3 or 4?
I don't even know if I see myself as a 3 or 4. I really never rate myself.
Because, I mean, you did say, you said, I remember you made a comment yesterday. You were like, we're two beautiful people or something like that. But it's like, if we put a picture of you next to him, probably most people would say that he's better looking. That's just a guess.
Wow.
So that's the thing that I kind of find interesting.
Yeah.
But if a guy, would you consider Beyonce to be attractive? I don't know, the fucking girl from Twilight, whatever her name is.
Oh, you mean Bella?
If I tried to date Bella from Twilight, would that be seen as ridiculous? Or would people be like, "Oh, you're totally in her league."
Probably you're totally in her league.
You honestly think that? If I'm in her league, then what how do we compare? If I'm in Bella's league.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I just find it interesting to think about this stuff. I'm past the point of being upset about it.
No, and I apologize and I'm sorry, Blake, but I should have known. I really should have known.
Why should you have known?
I don't know. I just should have because I kind of forgot that this happens on dating apps. And like I said, it happened to me before. And it's like, God damn, I'm so fucking gullible. Like, why? And I probably kind of had a feeling that maybe you were gonna be black. I don't know. But so the reason why I say that is because I feel like a lot of black people live in the city in Manhattan.
Yeah, of course. I mean, but it's not a majority black city, though.
Oh, I know. I just should have probably seen that coming or whatever, but you know,
Goddamn niggers did it again.
yeah, so again, Blake, I'm sorry to hurt your feelings. I apologize. I
You're not hurting my
thought
feelings. If
you were this.
I'm being totally honest, like I probably wouldn't date you.
Oh.
Which is again why I find it so funny that a guy who's like much better looking than me, if we're being honest, is someone who you think is like your match.
Yeah, well, obviously not. But you know, it's whatever, and I'm glad you understand that.
Okay.
Because I feel like a lot of people wouldn't.
It's called hypergamy. It's a well-studied phenomenon. Women want men who are better than them by a lot. More money, taller, stronger, smarter, better looking. They usually get them too, but just for sex, casual sex. There's actually a
Yeah,
term
well.
for it too. They call it dumpster diving when a guy who's like really attractive goes for an easy girl who's not as attractive.
Well.
Or pigging, that's the other term. It's an offensive term, but I mean, there are actually terms for it. I studied this shit.
Well. That's it, I guess.
I guess.
The meaning behind it. But yeah. Anyway, I think I'm gonna, you know, let you go, Blake. Have fun with your gaming and I don't know. To be honest, I have a feeling we might not talk again because now that I know what you look like,
okay,
it's like
same rank as you, 3 or 4.
Huh. Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, so anywho. It was nice talking to you, Blake, while it lasts.
No, it wasn't. It was nice talking to a guy that you thought looked like a male model.
Right. Okay. So, anywho, I guess this is, a goodbye.
I guess.
Okay. Well, see you later, Blake.
Bye.
Bye.